Well, let's take a look at the special category drill now. It's third and long situations. Mike Vick in the shotgun, looking, completing the pass to Jason Avant. Third down, a big problem for the Eagles on Thursday night. Just 1 of 11. So this is the drill to dial up third and long plays. And Bo Wolf, obviously a critical, critical drill for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, as you touched on, 1 of 11 on Thursday night. That's simply not good enough. The drills started. We're two plays in here and two consecutive conversions, both to Jason Avant. So that's a good start here. We've got 3rd and 9 right now. And as we talk about King Dunlap, a very good test going up against the Pro Bowler Trent Cole.
So it's Vic in the shotgun here, ones against the ones. Quick throw to the left. Oh, boy.
That's a Phillip Hunt sack, Dave, and he stays hot after he...
What happened with Mike Vick right there? He looked like he was hurt.
Well, he looked like he was about to throw the ball, and as he was throwing, Hunt came in with the sack, and I think sort of slowed Vick's arm down, and Hunt may have got a piece of the ball there.
And where was Hunt coming from? Who was he lined up over? Was he lined up over Todd Harriman's?
He was, indeed.
Anybody?
I'm not sure if that was a missed assignment because he came in completely unblocked.
Anybody who thinks Phillip Hunt is not going to make this team, I mean, it makes no sense at all. Guy's been the best defensive end in the last week that we've seen here.
Totally agree, and he's also bulked up to play the run better, which we saw a little bit against the Steelers. He's been extremely impressive.
All right, Vic looking to the left again, another sack. Who is that in the backfield? Is that Phillip Hunt again?
No, that time it was Mr. Fletcher Cox, who was getting some work with the first team nickel. Good for him. Good to see him flash.
Who was lined up inside on the nickel, Bo? Was it Cox and who else? Was it Hunt inside?
It was Cox and Landry, and then it was Hunt on the outside and Cole on the outside. And interestingly, as we saw against the Steelers, the two nickel linebackers were Ryan's and Kendricks. Kendricks hadn't necessarily worked with the one nickel for most of training camp, but he got the reps on Thursday night, and I think that is a position that he'll hold during the season.
Okay, so it's twos up. Nick Foles in. Third and how long, Bo?
This one we've got 7, 3rd and 7.
Foles back, throws to his right, completes it down the right sideline. Marvin McNutt. Hey, Nick Foles, way to get rid of the football, and a strong throw, Bo, to the sideline.
You take the words out of my mouth, Dave, and you have to wonder, as we talk about, is there a competition for the number two quarterback spot? Is that a throw that Mike Kafka can make?
Well, that's a good question. But one that we really won't know the answer till for weeks now, with Kafka out with that fractured bone in his left hand. He'll be sidelined 3 weeks. So Nick Foles getting the reps with the twos. Bryce Brown in the backfield. Foles under center as we look in over Oshimago Otagwe's shoulder. A blitz, Ryan Rao comes in untouched, and that is a quarterback sack up the A-gap. A very well-conceived blitz by Juan Castillo's defense.
And nice closing speed from Ryan Rao. Dave, I want to ask you if you would feel comfortable if Foles outplays Kafka, having a rookie be the number two quarterback. You know, we saw two rookie quarterbacks play very well last year, Cam Newton and Andy Dalton. Three rookie quarterbacks, maybe starters from week one this year. Would you be comfortable having Foles as a rookie be a number two?
Well, here's the thing. Kafka's not going to play the rest of preseason, so it's not a matter of outplaying him. As we see Demetrius Bell do a nice job there on Darrell Tapp. Nice coverage there. Otagwe shows up on the screen and smothers Bryce Brown. Would I be comfortable? I would be nervous. What can I tell you? I'm nervous about the backup quarterback position. But I trust Andy and I trust Marty. But certainly, it's the first time in a long time that the Eagles haven't had an experienced backup quarterback. How about you, Bo?
Like you said, I trust Andy and I trust Marty, so if that's the decision they choose to go, I fall in line. But it is interesting. After so long, we have seen good veteran backups here. It's interesting to see them not having brought in a veteran other than Trent Edwards. Trent Edwards played pretty well against the Steelers, too.
Played very well.
A nice two-minute drill. Him and Steve Vallos working together. Got to like that.
And here we go with... more of Nick Foles in the huddle there. You see it's the twos up against the twos in the shotgun. Nick Foles making an adjustment.
Boykin shows blitz.
And comes. Quick release. Completion to McNutt. You know, I tell you, I like the way Foles in the game made an adjustment. Saw the blitz coming through to single coverage. And right there did the same thing. Drop back, get rid of the football, get it out to McNutt for the completion.
And I think we talked about this last week on a similar play. Did a good job seeing in the face of the blitzer, finding a lane to throw the ball and get it out quickly.
All right, Sal, now Trent Edwards, who did an excellent job in the fourth quarter on Thursday night, leading the Eagles to a touchdown, then to the game-winning field goal, despite taking very few reps in practice. You see what a veteran presence does for you, and now he gets his reps. He's under center, straight drop, looks left side, throws down the field. Good coverage down there from Travard Lindley. Makes the pass, breakup pass intended for Tiger Jones. Underthrown on that ball, Bo?
Yeah, that ball just sort of hung up in the air for a long time. He sort of skied it, and good post-up position by Travard Lindley, not letting Tiger Jones get on the inside.
Trent Edwards, Bo, I mean, let's be honest here, going to make it very difficult for the coaches if he continues to play like he played Thursday night.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you don't want guys to get injured, but one of the bright sides of having Mike Kafka out for a couple weeks is you'll get to see Trent Edwards go against maybe twos and threes on defense, because as well as he did play against the Steelers, he was going against threes and fours, and you would expect a veteran quarterback to be able to run a huddle against those guys. It'll be good to see him against some better competition.
A sack there from the Eagles defensive line. What'd you see, Bo?
I actually didn't see that one. The ball was coming our way, and we had to get out of dodge.
Okay. Looked like some pressure from Edwards' right side. So who's on the left side of the Eagles' defensive line?
Left side of the line right now is Monty Taylor at left end and Ali Ogbu at left defensive tackle.
Okay. Monty Taylor, a sack late in the game, last play of the game for the Eagles.
Monty Taylor, I got to tell you, he's a big dude. He's a physical specimen. If he continues to show, maybe he is a good practice squad candidate.
Shotgun for Edwards. Scans the defense, takes a snap. Tom Nelson picked up good pick, blitz pickup there from Chris Polk. Delivers the pass, broken up by Kevin Thomas. Pass intended there, I believe, for McKay Jacobson.
Yeah, and also, I believe, credited with a sack again for Monty Taylor as he got Edwards before he released the
okay.
ball.
Okay. I was looking at the other side. It looked like Chris Polk did a nice job in blitz pickup.
Yeah, Tom Nelson coming around the edge. Polk did a good job forcing him to the outside.
Any way Tom Nelson plays himself into the picture at safety?
Well, I actually don't think it's that outlandish. If Jaquan Jarrett can't quite pick up his level of play, Tom Nelson's a veteran you can trust maybe in that backup role. It's not as crazy as it sounds.
And here is Chris Polk making his move. Tough for Polk. I think Bryce Brown distances himself on Thursday night for that third halfback position. Not that Chris Polk is playing poorly. It's just that Bryce Brown doing very, very well.
Yeah, I think you're right. If Chris Polk were somewhere else, maybe, he would be close to a lock for a roster. He's a talented young running back, but there are three really talented, really young running backs here. Chris Polk is actually the second oldest of the four running backs behind LeSean McCoy here, and he's got maybe the most mileage of them all because he took so many hits at Washington. He's on NFL teams' radars, I believe, but it's going to be tough for him to make this roster as one of three running backs.
And Vic back throws to Clay Harbor. Complete. What's the situation, Bo?
This one coming up, we have third and eight. Ones-on-ones. Good to see Nate Allen back out there.
Okay. Vic in the huddle. It's, again, King Dunlap at left tackle. Evan Mathis.
We go dime here defensively. Brandon Hughes, the fourth cornerback on the field.
Vic in the shotgun, takes a snap. Cole, a good job, Dunlap, a good job against Cole. Throws down the field, Demaris Johnson against Brandon Hughes. Would I call that pass interference there? A little arm bar action.
No question about it. He got him early, and I think Demaris Johnson would be able to get under that if he is unimpeded. I think that is definitely PI.
Interesting how much the Eagles throwing the ball to Demaris Johnson. Now, I know he's in place of Jeremy Maclin, who's out with a hamstring injury. Nothing serious, Eagles fans. But it does interest me that it's Johnson, not DeSean Jackson, getting a lot of throws from Vic.
Dave, would you dare call Demaris Johnson a playmaker?
Well, I think he makes plays, Bo. I'm not sure that he's a playmaker yet.
Fair enough. Once again, Phillip Hunt getting rewarded for his impressive play over the past couple weeks working with the first team nickel at left defensive end. Of course, Jason Babin still not practicing, but as you said, Phillip Hunt has been the best defensive end here for the past week or so.
All right, so it's Michael Vick with Havili and McCoy in the backfield. Vick under center. Third and long is the situation here. The ones against the ones. The Eagles coming with the blitz. Vick back, has time. Throws deep down the field. Looking for maybe Jackson?
Yeah, I think that was maybe an option route for Jackson as he came to Nnamdi in one-on-one coverage. I think he had the option of going inside or outside, and a little bit of a mix-up there between Vic and DeSean.
And let me tell you something. We've certainly given Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie a lot of press, pub attention throughout training camp. Deservedly so. He's had a great camp. Bo, I think Nnamdi's played very well in training camp as well.
Totally agree, and it's nice. I think for him, he prefers that he's flying under the radar a little bit as opposed to last year. He's also been one of the things we've seen that's been impressive is he's been very physical, too, when called upon. A willing tackler, a good tackler. We remember the hit he laid on Chris Cooley last year.
Pass gets to Jamal Hamler.
And right. How about Jamal Hamler?
Yeah.
He made a great play on that touchdown the other night. Three catches. Spent some time in the practice squad with the Eagles at the end of last season. He's a guy who's made a name for himself.
It's the twos up with Bryce Brown in the backfield. Nick Foles under center.
8 yards needed for the first here.
Dallas Reynolds is still at center, backup center. Demetrius Bell, the left tackle. You see Brian Roll showing blitz, and he comes, and he gets to the quarterback. Who's 67? Is that Dennis Kelly?
That is Dennis Kelly.
It looked like he stepped right inside Dennis Kelly, and a clear path for Brian Roll to the quarterback. All right, so it's Vander Velde up front, Dallas Reynolds, Mike Gibson at right guard, Dennis Kelly at right tackle, of course, Demetrius Bell at the left tackle spot. Nick Foles in the shotgun, third and long. Twos against the two, Brandon Graham standing up. Otagwe, good pickup there, and throws a little bit behind Chad Hall, makes the catch. Did he get the first down, Bo?
Say that again, Dave.
Did he get the first down there?
He got just at the first down, right at the sticks.
All right, so good job there from Foles. Getting rid of the football, Bo, and your takeaway from Nick Foles against the blitz today?
I thought he's done a good job, and as you said, we've looked at him getting the ball out quickly. He's only taken one sack, I believe, but done a good job in the face of the blitz, stepping up and releasing the ball, and he's got that good arm strength.
And here we go again, Nick Foles at the quarterback position in the shotgun. Third and long, drops, steps up, sack. Cedric Thornton, a guy, Bo, when you look at defensive tackles, Jenkins, Patterson, Cox, Landry, Dixon, Thornton, six players for maybe five spots. How can you leave Cedric Thornton off your list?
I don't think you can, and I guess it remains to be seen whether Patterson will be on that week one roster. He may be a PUP candidate. In which case, you can keep all five defensive tackles. And also remember that Cullen Jenkins has that versatility to play end, too. So maybe the race is not between a Thornton and a Dixon. Maybe it's between Thornton and Daryl Tapp.
Okay. Eagles are loaded on the D-line. They lived up to the hype on Thursday night. 7 quarterback sacks against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next up, Tom Brady. Today, working on the blitz drill. It's Trent Edwards trying to set up the screen there. Good coverage. Akeem Jordan, I believe, lining up against Chris Polk. And quietly, Akeem Jordan's had a very nice training camp.
And you know exactly what he can bring you. He's a fundamentally sound tackler. Does a good job in the passing game as well. A guy who, if he's a good plan B, plan C, I think, for the linebackers. And he's also one of the best special teams player on the team, save for Colt Anderson. He led the team in special teams production points last season.
All righty, Trent Edwards again, another rep. 3's up. Takes a snap under center. Jaquan Jarrett blitzes, gets picked up. Tiger Jones, the reception. So a good blitz pickup there by Polk, I believe. And a good throw and delivery and catch. Tiger Jones on the receiving end.
And gets the first down by a few inches. Good job. Good route by Tiger Jones running right at the sticks.
Okay. Third down and long again for Trent Edwards.
This one is 9 yards. Have you seen enough to judge Kevin Thomas at all, Dave?
Yeah, I think he's swimming a little bit with what Todd Bowles trying to teach him. But a big cornerback, and I mean, I just don't know if he's going to be able to get it together in time. I think the cornerback position pretty loaded here. I can pretty much tell you the 5 cornerbacks I think are going to make the team. Quick throw out in the flat there to Tiger Jones again from Trent Edwards. I think it's going to be Asamoah, Rogers Cromartie, Curtis Marsh, Joselio Hansen, Brandon Boykin.
So you have no Cliff Harris and no Brandon Hughes.
How can Cliff Harris make the team? He hasn't practiced.
Well, you look at the how the 53-man roster is made up. You have 3 or 4 spots where guys are just not going to be active on game day anyway. And so maybe that's where you stash a prospect, a talented cornerback like Cliff Harris. I'm not sure if you could even sneak him through to the practice squad.
Well, if he doesn't play all preseason, of course, nobody's going to put him on their active roster. Play action fake, screen pass set up. Defense reacts very nicely, and we spoke about him earlier. Tom Nelson makes the play. That is the end of this live period on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.